views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm now with you each week at this new time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about living with uncertainty. We're always living with uncertainty, but now this is even more true. I'll give you some useful strategies and ways to think about uncertainty that will make this easier to do. Especially with our present economy and our major changes ahead this summer, it's valuable to use these tools. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, just a quick reminder that this show is only 30 minutes long instead of my previous hour, and that's because I need more time for clients. Now, normally I'm going to alternate between giving you a special message each week and taking callers for the second segment of the show. However, I'm traveling through the end of this month, so I don't have a setup that works well for taking callers. And just be patient, as I'll get back to taking callers again next month in May. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that you can still pre-order the 2011 Good Timing Guide, and we expect to get the printed ones to you in August. The 2011 online guide is nearly ready now, and most of it's already online for you. You can pre-order the 2011 Good Timing Guide by going to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and just look for the pre-order link under What's New. And if you don't already have your Good Timing Guide for 2010, it's still available too. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, how are you doing with this Mercury retrograde, which started on Sunday, April 18th? Well, for me, it's been unbelievable. The mistakes I've been watching occur have been at the horrendous level. So hopefully your week has been better than mine. This is our time to find our mistakes and fix them. It's also the time when we reconsider our needs. We may not realize what they truly are until we get to the end of this period, which will be on May 11th. So be patient. This particular Mercury retrograde, or red communications as it's called in my Good Timing Guide, occurs in the sign of Taurus. This suggests that we're rethinking the values and purpose of different parts of our lives or our businesses. We may decide that something which used to have a high value to us doesn't have that same value anymore. Or we may value something now more than we did in the past. In consumer terms, with Mercury retrograde square Mars during this cycle, we may tend to devalue prices for products and services that we used in the past. Now, remember to anticipate all the usual challenges of Mercury retrogrades. They include miscommunications, mistakes, delays, and unexpected changes in schedules. The universe is slowing us down to fix things, catch up, and learn something. And if you schedule only 50% of what you normally schedule, you'll find it a lot easier to handle this period. Also, remember not to sign contracts, but it can be a good time to renegotiate a contract or find an alternative vendor. This is also not the time for new starts. Catch up instead. Also, remember to keep your computer backed up in case your computer fails. Computers have more failures during these periods than any other time. Now, next week has some days that are real doozies. First of all, April 25th, we get another peak of Mercury square Mars. Now, that could be associated with car problems, engine problems of all sorts, road rage, and plenty of anger in general. So watch out for more accidents and explosions then, too. And you've probably already noticed this energy. It's associated with fires and overheating, and that can include us overheating, too. Now, the following day, on April 26th, we get our fourth of five peaks for Saturn opposite Uranus. Now, I'm sure you've noticed the impact of the Icelandic volcano on travel between the U.S. and Europe. We've also had quite a few big earthquakes this year. This cycle is associated with Earth changes and unexpected changes in general. These energies will be with us in a huge way throughout our summer and into early fall. So no matter where you are, it pays to be prepared for unexpected Earth changes, plus economic, political, and personal earthquakes. So be sure you have extra food and water on hand, plus extra blankets and batteries and supplies for your pets. Let's all get prepared. Next, I want to back up to today. We have an interesting series of cycles peaking now. Venus square Neptune peaks today, Friday, April 23rd, and it stays in range through April 28th. This is a cycle during which we can easily get caught wearing our rose-colored glasses. We may not understand that we've gotten duped in love or money issues until it's too late. So buyer beware. This cycle is commonly associated with falling in love with Mr. or Miss Right in your head instead of with the person you're dating. You can also lose complete track of how much money you're spending and let your money run out the door. So be careful with the budget. In addition, we also have an excellent cycle for long-term relationships of all sorts and breakthroughs in relationships and deals. This cycle is Venus trine Saturn and sextile to Uranus, while Saturn opposes Uranus. It's excellent for both relationships, for both the relationship and for each participant, understanding their responsibilities to themselves and to each other. This creates a very positive and solid foundation. There's also an opportunity for unexpected breakthroughs in relationships and deals. Plus, there's an unexpected opportunity for love and money. Yummy. This cycle peaks tomorrow on April 24th, and it stays in range through April 29th. Next, we have a very good cycle for powerful leaders. This is the Sun trine Pluto, and this cycle peaks on Sunday, April 25th. It stays in range through May 2nd. This energy is excellent for working with someone powerful or for a powerful leader to make major headway on a project. Notice that Obama is trying to get Wall Street to get with the financial reform program. That's a perfect use of this energy, and it's been in range since April 20th. This cycle is also associated with the transformation of leaders, powerful leadership tools, and the right use of power. Now, next, what's coming to light at the full moon on April 28th is something hidden. Secrets, particularly related to money, power, or sex, are likely to come out now. This can include gossip, so be careful what you believe because it might not be true. This full moon shows the stock markets are in an unstable situation. It can go up quickly and then unexpectedly drop. This looks like a roller coaster ride. So if you're going to stay in the markets, be sure you know how to ride the wave down. Otherwise, sit on the sidelines. Next, I have a longer cycle to tell you about. Roughly every 13 years, we get the cycle Jupiter conjunct Uranus. This cycle is associated with unexpected growth via technology, innovation, broadcasting, utilities, airlines, and other forms of transportation. Now, the last time this occurred was in 1997 when this pair met up in the sign of Aquarius. Now, that was the run-up period for the dot-com bubble. Now, this cycle came into range yesterday on April 22nd. It's going to peak three times between now and early January. First, it peaks on January 8th at 0 degrees Aries, the single most powerful degree in the entire zodiac. It peaks the second time on September 18th in the late degrees of Pisces as both planets are moving backwards. And then it peaks a final time on January 4th, 2011, again in the late degrees of Pisces as they both move forward. Now, when this cycle peaks for the first time, it will square Pluto, suggesting that a lot of new technologies coming out at this time will be challenged by the powers that be. We'll see what happens. It should be a very interesting summer. We have many changes ahead of us. It appears that these new technologies are not quite ready for prime time yet, but they will be, and that's important, since it also appears from these cycles that our old technologies are nearly at the end of their rope. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. Notice those orange final result codes for today and tomorrow, April 23rd and 24th. Don't try to finalize a deal during these dates, especially with Mercury retrograde. An orange final result shows the deal falls apart and doesn't come together as expected. And with Mercury retrograde, someone changes their mind. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register for it, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in the box at the top right of the home page. Get signed up today. Now, do you know how to live with uncertainty? When I come back after this short break, I'll give you some useful strategies and ways to think about uncertainty that will make this easier to do. So you're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit raisinggrace.com or call 401-588-588.
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stovehood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negatives of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-Cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's eCloth.com. E-Cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you dealing with too much stress? Feeling overwhelmed? Do you worry about becoming ill? Have you become ill? In these complex times, we're all looking for ways to master stress, achieve resiliency, prevent illness, or cure an illness. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been empowering individuals to heal themselves for free. To learn more, visit IIQTC.org. Begin your path to self-healing today. IIQTC.org.
To Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about living with uncertainty. We're always living with uncertainty, but especially with our present economy, this is even more true. And I'll give you some useful strategies and ways to think about uncertainty that will make this easier to do. And then I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, oddly enough, I've been living with a great deal of uncertainty for the past month. My dad had two emergency operations a week apart, and he's still in very tough shape. On the other hand, my mother is turning 90 next Thursday, and we're planning a party for her. So all month, the question has been this: are we planning a party, or are we planning a party and a funeral? Those are very different situations, and of course, we won't know the 100% sure answer until the party actually happens. Now, many people are living with the uncertainty of whether or not they'll have a job in a few months or next year. And there's also the uncertainty of whether or not relationships will continue. And in this economy, many people have the uncertainty of whether or not they'll continue to have their home. On top of that, we have plenty of uncertainty related to earth changes. It's kind of like we're living on shifting sands. First of all, I'd like to give you a different frame for uncertainty. We all like the feeling of stability and knowing what to expect. But uncertainty invites us to explore things at a deeper level and to call forth a new level of meaning and purpose in our lives. Uncertainty about our job invites us to consider what the best type of work for us is now that we have our current skill level. And if our job is in jeopardy, maybe this is a signal that we're ready to do something different with more meaning and purpose for us, or perhaps with a different group of people who have higher consciousness. And if you're uncertain about a relationship, then you're being asked to consider what parts of that relationship are important to you and what needs to change in order for it to continue. Well, you get the idea, I'm sure. Uncertainty is like a midwife that helps us to transition to a new sense of clarity. It shows up to help us get through our transitional periods, and it works best when we invite it to the table and embrace it rather than living in fear of it. So here are some strategies to make it easier to deal with uncertainty. First, remember to stay in the moment. Anytime you find yourself worried or fearful about the future, you're not in the present moment. Instead, you're off running ahead into a negative future scenario. So it's very important to remember this. We're all choosing our outcomes for these situations by how we focus our energy. The economy has a lot less to do with your bank account and a lot more to do with your own thoughts and feelings about the chances of money to come to you. Now, what does it mean that we're choosing our outcomes with the way we focus our energy? Well, here's the setup. We tend to think of time as a straight line from the past to the present to the future. However, according to certain ancient spiritual texts and some scientists, time also has depth. And that depth of time contains every possible outcome or every possible answer to every possible prayer. In other words, all the potential outcomes for every situation or every possible timeline already exist in the depth of time for the present moment. So what is it that chooses which outcome will manifest? It's our energy and how we focus on the situation. Whenever we imagine the worst outcome or worry about a possible outcome, that gives our energy to that potential. And when we think about that outcome over and over again and we feel like we would feel if it actually happened, then we literally choose that outcome with our own energy. And that's the reality that we create or manifest in our life. But what would happen instead if we stayed focused on there being many possibilities, especially positive ones? In that case, we would stay open to the potential outcome instead of worrying about the worst one. We would imagine other possibilities, even ones that might seem impossible. We would thank the universe in advance for having already brought us the perfect solution to the situation. And believe me, the universe is amazing in what it can create for us when we allow it to do so. And speaking of that, here's my own situation with my dad. After multiple mistakes were made on him at nursing homes and rehab centers, his health went from being a little challenged to being severely challenged. His insurance ran out of days for skilled nursing in these centers, so now it's all out of his pocket. So if I was going to pay $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 per month for care at a nursing home where they tend to ignore his needs, I started thinking about having nurses come to the home where they would only be taking care of him, and then he would also be at home with my mom. Of course, there was just one big problem with this. He was going to run out of money. And if I had him at home, he wouldn't be eligible to get Medicaid when he ran out of money. So there was not a no-brainer solution in sight. Even so, I was holding open the possibility for him to be able to come home and have nurses in the home. My dad is still in the hospital, but I know that any day now they're going to discharge him and they'll want to know where he's going. So can you imagine my great joy last night when I found out that my parents are going to receive a lot of unexpected money? Now, I could never have imagined the solution, but the universe did, and it presented it to me quickly and easily, all because I was willing to entertain the possibility of a better solution. So one of the tools to use is to stay in the present moment. Stop imagining the worst possibilities, since that gives energy to what you don't want. And instead, be aware of what's happening in the moment. What thoughts and ideas are coming to you? Are the birds singing? Is music playing? Be aware of your environment and pay attention to the messages that the universe is constantly sending you. Entertain positive possibilities. Then, even though you have no idea how those positive possibilities could occur, start thanking the universe in advance for having already provided the perfect solution to your situation. Do this while you feel joyful that the perfect unknown solution has been provided. Envision the end result being one that brings you joy or peace. Do this for a minimum of 68 seconds per day. This can be broken up into four segments that are as short as 17 seconds each. That's the minimum amount of time needed to take the energy to the next level. And remember, the confusion and uncertainty you're in is part of the process to bring clarity into your life. So don't focus on there being no jobs available for you or run scenarios in your head asking where could you possibly find a job in this economy. Instead, start asking yourself this. If I could wave a magic wand and have the perfect job, what would it be? What skills would I use each day? What kind of people would I work with? What location would I be in? What would that job teach me to help me develop my career or job skills? What kind of benefits would it include? This is the process that brings you clarity, and it takes time. So be willing to live with uncertainty for a while. It's part of the process. Now, if you have an issue with a relationship, ask yourself what you would like to have in the relationship. What would you like to experience? Perhaps more encouragement or support, more openness to explore things together, or daily assistance with chores. Those are the types of questions to consider. Then focus on having those type of experiences in your relationship. Whenever they occur, give the other person a lot of positive feedback. If they never occur, the relationship will naturally change and a different one will come to you that's a better match for you. Now, from my perspective, life is a journey, and the path ahead is always uncertain. The real key to living with uncertainty is trust, both trusting yourself and the universe to create the best possible outcomes. Even when tough situations occur, we can't know the bigger picture. So stay in trust that it's all for our highest good and the highest good of all. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Do you ever spend time complaining? Culturally, we've been trained to do this. However, most of us would stop doing this if we understood that complaining pushes money away from us. That's because when we complain, we're focused on what we don't want. No matter what we're thinking, feeling, or talking about, we're always creating more of it for our future. So instead of complaining, acknowledge what you don't like about a situation. Then turn it around by saying, now that I know what I don't want, here's what I want instead. Focus on that and your prosperity will flow to you. Now, next Friday, Dr. Pat is going to cover for me, and I'll be back on May 7th with my guest, Jalayla Starr, who will talk about 2012 Nibiru, DNA, and you. Now, and stay tuned for Dr. Pat. She's on next. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2010 and 2011 Good Timing Guide and Newsletter so you can have the wind at your back. Or call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
The Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi is now enrolling its spring trainings. Visit the event calendar at iiqtc.org. The IIQTC is one of the most respected training and research centers for Qigong and Tai Chi outside China. The IIQTC's trainings are like personal retreats and are often life-transforming. Visit beautiful Santa Barbara, California this March 15th through the 20th, or Austin, Texas for Level 1 teacher training April 29th through May 6th. Enroll now at iiqtc.org. Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 Good Timing Guide today.